I'm sorry to hear that Eamon's made that decision. I had no indication that it was going to happen, and I didn't see it coming. Eamon has been leader for since 2011, and that is a long period to have been the leader and really brought the party back from almost kind of zero representation in the Dáil and at local council level to very powerful performance in the general election in 2020. And I think, you know, what I was saying before was that, you know, Eamon has been a kind of a lightning rod for a lot of opposition to Green Party policies. So, you know, that was evident on the Dáil and in the national press, national media, and from other parties as well. So I think that that kind of pressure has come to bear in his decision.
As you said, Johnny, this has come as a complete surprise to you, and I'm sure to other members of the party, but you ultimately feel, as you mentioned there, that the pressure maybe has just gotten too much for him now.
Yes, and I mean, there's similarities there with the experience of Leo Varadkar in stepping down as Taoiseach and as leader of Fine Gael. And, you know, obviously given the potential imminence of a general election, you know, a decision needs to be made sooner rather than later. And certainly there was no kind of clamour within the party for Eamon to resign. It's really a decision that he's come to himself.
Obviously, Mr. Ryan was involved in a couple of fairly controversial decisions. What kind of a legacy do you think he'll leave, I suppose, in the North West and in general, really?
His legacy in the North West, well, I would say he's the best transport minister we have had in the history of the state. You just have to look at the kind of multiplicity of bus services available for people getting in and out of Sligo and the regions, towns and villages. That's a huge development. So that is probably a major legacy. I just want to pay tribute to his stoicism, his persistence in getting the Greens back to being not just a substantial presence in the Dáil and councils, but actually a party of government. And he's never held back from actually the need to take responsibility and to govern. Because, you know, in terms of the policies of the party, there was just no point when they were just trying to pursue them in opposition. They needed to be brought into government. And he's done that.